without the mercy and the grace of the glorified spiritual master. since you will not accept me as guru, as disciple. Therefore, without guru, what is the use of my human birth? It's just the nuisance to the world. Better I destroy this body. And at that time, Bhaktisiddhanta, with grace by Purushottama, the energy, he said, now I accept you as my disciple. He told him that this is the qualification of a disciple. Of course, in our Instagram movement, we are very lenient. Chant 69, follow four regular principles. Sometimes we feel that that's the qualification. But that is a very neophyte qualification. Lord Kishoredas Babaji wanted to show the world what the real qualification, the real disciple is. And that is that the mercy of your guru is more essential than your life. That there's absolutely no reason to live another moment without the mercy of guru. And if you don't have the mercy of guru, you have absolutely no purpose to fulfill in this world. Your life is a useless thing. Better to end it. And Bhakti, when Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji saw this sincere, heartfelt determination and devotion, the urgency to take shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee. Even though Lord Krishna made a vow to never take a disciple in his life, he broke that vow and accepted Bhaktisiddhanta as his own disciple. Gaur Kishoredas Babaji, as we have just sung in the prayer, he was Namo Gaur Kishoredaya Sakshat Vairagya Murtaya. Vairagya Murtaya means he was the very embodiment of renunciation, Vairagya. No ordinary devotee could ever even dream of trying to imitate the renunciation of Gaur Kishoredas Babaji. Of course, we have heard many stories. So many materialistic people would always be trying to grab him, asking for material blessings. Because especially in India, people consider that a sadhu is like a commodity where you go to get some material blessings. Give me health, give me wealth, give me money, give me life, give me all these little material necessities in life. But this is actually offensive. One should approach a pure devotee for the mercy of God. One can go to the store, the hospital, to the doctor, to the local politician, to request his material needs. A sadhu was meant to give them to God. So Gaur Kishoredas Babaji, because he was so empowered and so effulgent with spiritual realization, people were always going to him like this. So what he did is he didn't want anything to do with materialistic people. Unless someone was serious about going back to God, he didn't want to talk to them. This is the nature of the world. So, what he did to avoid the materialistic associations is he went to the place on the bank of the Ganga where everyone would go to pass stool. And in the summer, which is, you can imagine, steaming stool pervading all directions, horrible odors. So, abominable. He would take care of his business and get out. But he lived there. He would chant day and night, the holy name. So he felt no materialistic people are going to come here for blessings. And he was right. Nobody came. Now one time this one man did come. And he was somewhat materialistic. Gaur Kishoredas Babaji could see his heart. He had a very incredible perception of things. for this man to give me a blessing, Babaji Maharaj. I want to be a disciple. So Babaji Maharaj said, you are a materialist, get away from me, I don't want to bother with you. If you have come for love of God, if you have come for pure devotional service, then stay. Then we can talk about blessing. And I don't give you material blessing. But you see, the mentality is, you ask for anything, you get the blessings, and that blessing is like a carte blanche credit card. You can use it for anything. Once you get the blessings, you can use that blessing to purchase anything you want. So he wanted the blessing. And he insisted that I don't want anything material. I want the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from you. When you're actually serious about spiritual life and going back to God, he said, then you stay here in this school camp next to me for the rest of your life, and then I'll give you my life. And that person immediately got up and ran as fast as he could. Distant place. Another time, Gorkha Sharad Babaji was becoming very famous. And still being bothered, even in the school, but he was being bothered. So he decided that he'd have to ruin his own reputation. And what he did is he had one person who was a father of his. He was a very rich man. But Gorkha Sharad said, you go to the town of Navadvip and you get the most expensive piece of cloth you can find. And bring it back. So he brought this beautiful, beautiful silken cloth with all sorts of designs. And Gorkha Sharad Babaji put that on as a dhoti. And he started walking through the streets of Navadvip. Everyone who was thinking he was so renounced, it's just me. Even the most renounced people, when they get a little money, they become spoiled and they start enjoying the dream. Even Gorkha Sharad Babaji is now bogus. Even he has fallen down to the material opulence, enjoying good. And in this way, everyone was criticizing him. And then Gorkha Sharad Babaji, he left Navadvip, he took off the dhoti, put on his old tattered piece of cloth, gave the dhoti back to the man and said, it has served its purpose. And then he went back. So when Gorkha Sharad Babaji was about to depart from this mortal world, he was so humble that he told the people around him that after I die, because I am such a wretched fool, you should take my body and drag it in the streets of Navadvip and feed it to the dogs. So then after he left this world, these people, they took his body and they put it and feed it to the dogs. And these are all Babaji. And it's not these much of only disciples. He came to feed up the crime. What are you doing? This is will. He ordered us to do this. This is the supreme humility of the Vaishnava. You cannot take it seriously. No, you must take it. The Bhaktisiddhanta, he said, my Guru Maharaj, he never touched a woman in his life. He was pure. He said, let any of you who have not touched a woman in the last year come forward first. Then you can take it. Nobody stepped forward. He said, I'll even be more lenient. Anyone who has not touched a woman in the last month. Gradually, the crowd got smaller and smaller. In the last week! He said, let any of you who have not touched a woman in the last 24 hours come forward and take it. And then all the Babaji's went away. And the Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur took the body himself and of course this area was all his property. This is where Bhaktisiddhanta lived. And on his own land, he built this beautiful samadhi for the spiritual master. For the beloved God, Shri Guru Prashadas Bhagavad Gita.
Arrivederci.